do today is a special healing meditation, and this is for planetary healing. And we're going to do a guided walk into just a sense of overall calm and well-being. I'm going to be just walking you through a guided healing journey, an adventure, as it were, into global healing for the world. And I did this one time before, and it was when there was a hurricane about to hit Florida. And I actually led a guided meditation. And of course, there were many others in the world who were doing the same. And I joined in that voice of healing, and that one, I think it was Irma, dissipated and never actually hit the coast of Florida. It came close, but it dissipated. And what we did is we did a guided meditation. So that's what this episode of the show is today. It's a very special episode. And you can do this. It's actually not so good to be driving when you're doing this. So often you can listen to a podcast when your eyes are open and you're doing something else. This one actually does a little bit better if you're full force. So if you're not checking your emails or multitasking, the more intention, the more 100% of your intention we can focus on global healing, the more intense and powerful the result will be. And I have no doubt that we will make a difference. So I want to first say there is a healing. This will not be, this is a brief moment in our world history right now, and it will end. It's not a prolonged type of thing. So the insight that I received yesterday when I was beginning to ask questions about how can I help this? How can I help this? And I got the strangest message, which was basically to be impeccable with my own behavior, my own awareness, my own self-care. So it had to do with me keeping myself clear and clean to the greatest degree that I'm possibly able to do that. So if that brings anything up, just let it go. For the purpose of meditation today, we're just going to do a quick healing first on ourselves, because when we're whole and we're healed, we can share that with the world. So first of all, bring blue energy out through the bottoms of your feet. Very nice. And bring energy from heaven down from celestial. And just bring energy, golden energy, all around your being. And ask for healing now of your own. Oh, what did I get? What's the word I got? It's your own immunity, your own immunization. I don't think that's the right word. It's your own balance and physical chi. And just see that nourished. So that might mean drinking orange juice today. That might mean having fresh fruits and vegetables in plenty. Look at nourishing yourself in a way that is stronger than normal. And you may be feeling compassion or love or worry or fear. And just go ahead and in your own body, in your own cellular being, go ahead and release anything that is not of God, that is not of light, anything that doesn't belong to you. In other words, if you're in a quiet, safe place, and you have fear of getting a disease, this is not something that is the light of you. This is not something that fear, and I'm not talking about releasing awareness, I'm talking about releasing fear. So go ahead and just take the fear, pull it out of your body, any fear that's been lodging itself in your body, and we can tap into the collective unconsciousness and the collective consciousness, and there's a palpable fear, you know, racing through the country, and go ahead and just put that fear out in front of you and take it out of your body. It doesn't have to be inside your body, even if it's other places, just as though, you know, if everyone's smoking cigarettes, you don't have to smoke cigarettes, right? If everyone is eating high fat animal food and you want to be a vegetarian, you can. So we have choice. Yeah, there we go. Just honor your own choices. Good. Wow. Yeah, and just bring blue earth energy up from the base of the earth and bring golden celestial energy down all around your own being. And again, take any fear that got lodged in there. It might have happened yesterday. There's a lot going on the planet. A lot of good reasons to feel or experience fear. However, fear in general is not a very good source of moving towards your light. Fear is a prevention of doing the things you need to do to make your life better. So even though it's tempting to be in the collective sense of fear that's everywhere, you don't have to do that. You can, there you go, you can stay in tune with all that is light. And you can invite in more of the light. Nice. Good. And now just as we collectively choose this calm state of positivity, the sense of knowing that we can heal, there we go. As healers, as light leaders, as thought leaders, we can be the calm. We can be the calm. And we don't actually, it's very interesting. You can help people that are up to 8 degrees of separation from you by being in a different space energetically. They've done studies on happiness. If you're in happiness, you're actually influencing 6 to 8 degrees of people outside of your body. Isn't that fascinating? So now just go again, breathe deep. Let go of anything that's stopping your joy from bubbling up into your being. It's going to be the joy that's going to heal the planet. So if you can conjure up some joy, there you go. That's so nice. And just be in this space with me right now, this sort of interested observer, calm space of us, of those who bring light, and just honor the possibility now, the possibility that we can heal the planet faster than we thought was possible. That collectively, those who are in the light can bring light and change the world. Indeed, change has possibly only happened when people who are firmly committed to the light brought that in and brought it to bear, and then we could start seeing change. It's very magic. So I'd like you now to perceive your own power. Whoa. Oh my goodness. I'd like you to take back your power. Anyone that you've abdicated your power to, I'd like you now to pull it back into your being. Just go ahead and strengthen your power. There you go. Strengthen your experience of you. Pull from the light of heaven all the power that you need and you require to change the world by being in this space of love, of contentment, of joy. Those that would steal joy are having a little party right now, okay? And we don't have to go. Okay, great. Now, I'm going to spend just a few more minutes on self-care, and then we're going to go into the global guided healing meditation. So give me just a few more minutes of self-care. And I'd like you just to picture yourself now going about your day with fantastic self-care. So that might mean putting wipes in your car as you're driving around places, as you're being in different places. I'd like you to ask yourself to give others space. So give others space so that you're not near strangers' spit or sneezes. And just see yourself staying in this place of calm beingness, of being impeccable in your own self-care, whatever that means, but in a calm way. Now also, I'd like you to picture yourself as if you're going to be carrying the light and carrying this guidance, helping the planet heal, see yourself smiling calmly every single place you go today. So just smile calmly at people. We could just be like the Smile Brigade, right? Everybody needs love right now. There's going to be people who are going to start feeling isolated, who are going to start feeling alone. Go ahead and reach out and just be friendly and kind to people. There. Oh, isn't that nice? I love that. Thank you so much. I could feel that energy of that, everybody. So just today, as you go about your day, thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm choosing the podcast right now to change the world. Now, I'd like you to think of a couple other things you can do to calm and bring joy to the world. So that might be putting a happy post on social. I'm not talking about like a clueless, you know, happy post, but something like, stay calm, we got this. You know, stay calm, it's going to be okay. Stay calm, we can heal this. As a planet, we can heal from this. There we go. We can heal from this. And those who've lost their lives, those who've already given up their life to bring attention to this, so go ahead and send them love in the afterlife. Go ahead and send them love. Say thank you for bringing this all to our attention. Thank you. Thank you for choosing to be taken out by this. Go ahead and it's just a releasing of fear. It's a releasing of judgment, of this being anything other than whatever it is. Have you ever gone through like a tumultuous time in your life, like a divorce, or maybe you miscarried or went through losing a child, and you really didn't understand why that happened to you? And later on, years later, you could sort of see where it caused growth, or it caused change. There we go. Just let's move in as a collection of people. Let's move into trusting the greater is. And I'm still shown like in a petri dish that cancer can't exist in an alkaline environment. So if you put a petri dish and you put cancer in there and you put it's alkaline, it's going to die. If you put it in an acidic petri dish, it's going to thrive and keep doubling itself and doubling itself. So we don't really know what it is that is going to be in the petri dish that is going to kill this virus. But let's just invite it in. Let's just say, hey, bring us whatever it takes to dissipate this thing and to heal it. And let's just go ahead and invite light in. And we all know that cancer can heal. It has healed. There are people in remission. And let's just see this thing healed now. And now just kind of like come back into your body and take a deep breath. And now picture about, I don't know, 6 feet from you. So, you know, like you're walking up to a door, like way on the other side of the door, there's this little bowl. And in the bowl, there's these little viruses. And they're very angry. And they're kind of chopping things up. And they're like, we came to destroy. I said, that's very interesting. And just send healing love vibrations to dissipate anything that's destroying anything in our world right now. Just send love to it. Just send love to it. And send more love to it. And now just invoke love. And experience the sense of lovingness to all mankind. And now just picture these little bugs in these little dishes. And then they got maybe made out of hatred, or they got made out of a sense of someone wanting to dominate someone else, or they got made out of some last little edges of authoritarian BS. And just go ahead and send love to those bowls of things, really. Pull them out of all the bodies. Pull all that stuff out of all the bodies. So see all of it leaving people's bodies. You know, I think of like, they're almost like fleas, right? And just see them all going into like a little container that's going to get destroyed in like, you know, just picture it like a garbage thing that you put it in and then it just gets destroyed. So now just picture all these little buckets of virus leaving all of our bodies collectively, leaving every mankind. Just let the hosts be clean. If every single host is clean, there's nowhere for these little bowls of things to go. So if everyone cleans themselves, they can't go anywhere. They can't host on us, right? They're not welcome. So go ahead and see all the little bits of these little bits of little, they look like angry little bugs to me. So they look like, and they actually have an automation in them. It was like, we came to give war. We came to wreak havoc. We came to be part of the, you know, guys, if you believe in it, like part of the not is, part of the fear. We were born of fear. And just now send love to all those little bits of things that ended up being this virus. And just send love to it right now. Just take and evoke love from God. Bring love down from heavens. Or if you don't really believe in God, you can still believe in love. And go ahead and bring all the love you've ever experienced down from celestial, and bring heaven from other planets. And our dark planet is going through a very dark time, but there is love and there is light, and we cannot deny love. And well, we can, but why? And so bring love and send healing to, and just put all the little bugs that are this thing, put them in bowls, and then send massive amounts of love to the bowls, and just see them kind of dissipate and fade out, and just see the love coming in. It's like a light love, and it's got lots of white light on it, and just see the bowls of these things and pull them out of all the bodies. Picture them leaving all the human bodies. They're not welcome, right? They're not welcome. Just see them in bowls, and now just send love to them and let it dissipate. Let it dissipate. And now just come back into your own being and just pull in a global healing of love to the entire planet. And let's send some extra healing to Italy, and send some extra healing to my home state, California. Send some lots of extra healing to Washington and Seattle. And let's just send an outpouring of love to China, to the entire country of China. And let's send love to anyone who put this in their bodies again. And then I'm going to take it a little farther because it just feels so important. And I'm going to say, what are some key learnings? What are some things we learned from this? Because the faster we can be on our learning adventure, the faster this can leave our consciousness. So the faster we learn from something, the faster it can leave. Okay? So just go ahead and ask ourselves, what are some things we learned? You know, I'm not getting a lot of clarity on the key learnings, so that's interesting. They're being kind of hidden from me. So go ahead and just, in your own mind's eye, if you can, picture some learnings, and then just picture us knowing them now better. Like, if we knew now what we knew then, if we took it more serious, if we, you know, trusted our knowing on certain things. There we go. And just let go. There we go. Let go. And now just, I'd like us collectively to vision our planet clear and free of this bug. So picture our planet. And let's just say it's July, or could it be May? I don't know. It doesn't feel like April. Let's just picture our whole planet free and clear that it's been destroyed. There we go. Just picture our whole planet free and clear of it. There we go. Maybe it's mid-May. Maybe it's, yeah, I'm getting the end of May. So let's just picture our whole planet free and clear of it. See if we can't bring that time a little closer to us, of free and clear of it. How soon could we all be free and clear of it? There we go. And just be in that space of knowing that we will be free and clear of this. And stand with me here. And just take a deep breath. And then let go of any need to do anything except other than stay calm and peaceful and aware. Thank you all so much for listening. This is Erica Glessing. You can listen to more healing meditations at Energy Clearing for Life podcast, and you can reach out to me if you'd like an individual healing session or meditation session. Feel free to reach me at energyclearingforlife@gmail.com. Of course, I can also be reached at ericaglessing@gmail.com. Thank you so much, and I really appreciate you. Have a most amazing day.